allowance, receiving triumph. So as you will allow your full endowment, as you will allow your focused intention to receive the light. Now, as you receive the light, it's going to bring you into springtime. It's going to bring you into advanced consent. It's going to bring you into new tomorrows. So what we're doing is traveling beyond our common occurrence. In English, it's traveling beyond your present destiny in terms of what you understand, who you understand yourself to be, and what you believe is available to you. Because remember, everything we experience is based on vibrational consent. So as you let go of your past history, as you let go of your past follow through, you present a new requirement. And so you want to remember, it's like drawing from a bank. It's like you go and you draw and you receive. So the more that you understand that this is your time of assemblance, this is your time of coming into your sacred heart and wisdom and relieving yourself of all your past constraints. Now, what this means is your limitations. Well, I can only do so much, or this is how I perceive myself as being. And so as you claim your stardom, in other words, as you claim your totality of presence, the energy coming through my crown is just fantastic. As you claim this, as you witness, you bear resemblance to your holy occurrence. So this is aligning with your destiny. It's aligning with your divine self. It's coming into your stance of importance. So the more that you understand your importance, they want to explain this, your importance has to do with your relevance. It has to do with the energy provisions that you're entitled to in the here and now. So again, we're expanding our truth. It doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter if you're walking around as an enlightened master. We're expanding. We're always in expansion. As you will receive, as you will proceed, I couldn't get that first word, as you will elongate your pause. So that means stretching, going beyond, recognizing that there's more to occur than meets the eye. And so what meets the eye is your physical endowment, your physical structure. In other words, you look at yourself in the mirror and it's like, oh yes, I know you, I recognize you. But they're saying to recognize the truth, to recognize the starlight, to look within the eyes and see your destiny. Because as you will, I still can't get that one word, it's the funniest thing. As you will arrive, as you will permit, as you will allow through faith, faith in your higher wisdom, faith in your true possession, faith in your they're saying your practical results. Now, what they mean by that is it's not just about astral traveling. It's not just like, oh, I had this mystical experience. It's about bringing this light into the body temple. It's about bringing this light and merging with convenience. So the merging and convenience is you were a steward of the light. You were a steward of the new earth. You were a steward of divine grace. So you're learning how to permit the change of cycle. You're learning how to permit the expansion so that all can be entitled, because you're open, you're ready, and the challenge or opportunity is to realize it's been your destiny all along. So as you will proceed, as you will delight, as you will come to evolve yourself in your highest request, the energies that are here are adorning you. They're adorning you with grace. They're adorning you with sing-song vitality. They're adorning you to permit yourself of your total acquaintance. So again, we're first learning, as long as we've been on earth and we all have a chronological age, we're first learning how to begin again in the light, in our truth, in our destiny. So we all have a procession, and what I see, it's like I see everyone as a light body, and I see, they keep calling it springtime, but what I see is light. I see, oh my gosh, when I just said light, it was like, ooh, I just see light. And this is advanced charge. This is advanced recognition because we're being imported to our highest claim. So it's for us to receive this channeled opportunity. It's for us to receive our holiness. It's for us to receive our extension of allowance. It doesn't matter if you channel word for word. It's words or symbols. What matters is your intention to receive and own this light, to own this truth, because this is what's going to create change. This is what's going to create evolved stepping. This is what's going to create your next opportunity, because as you align with this frequency of light, as you receive, as you acquaint yourself with your destiny, remember, everything we experience, it's just a fabric of light. It's just light frequency. So as we turn on to our truest consent, we create anew. So we're not looking outside. We're extending ourselves in allowance. And so this is where, if you can understand how precious you are, there are light beings that are just surrounding us now. If you could even just get a droplet of understanding of how much you mean to all, and when I say all, it's not just humanity as we understand this. This is all of divinity, the one. Because what we're showing and demonstrating is what is possible. And as we choose to align, and there's the Hierophant, as we choose to align, as we choose to empower, as we choose to claim, we go beyond protocol. Now, every time we do this, it makes it that much easier the next go around, the next attunement, the next empowerment, the next betterment, because we're signaling our readiness. And so this is about declaring our triumph. Now, the linear mind's like, okay, what does this mean for me? Does that mean my money problems are solved? Does that mean my relationship? We want to remember that we're stirring in grace. In other words, we're permitting the follow through of our divine self that has the plan. So the linear mind only goes so far. It only knows the past. It's still predictable. It's still in 3D. It doesn't know what to come. And isn't that the good news? We don't have to solve everything from the past consequence, from the past tense. So as we delight ourselves in allowing the infiltration of light, in allowing our divine self to descend into the here now, into the body, into the everyday occurrence, that higher awareness takes charge and dictates. So again, it leads you, it guides you, it presents to you. It opens up past constraints. I want to explain this. So some days it's going to be time for clearing because the light is presenting your obstacles. It's presenting the old claim for your arrival. So as we bow, they're saying to defer, but it's sort of like bowing to your Christ presence, to your higher self, to that place of new beginning. Your steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. But that means we have to have flexibility. We have to realize that who we have been up to now doesn't know all there is to know, doesn't know the way. And so as we allow ourselves to be led, to be guided, to be shown, they're saying with practical intention. So again, a lot of us are still in the process of releasing false beliefs, false premises, false dictates. Some of this we've talked about the other day is in our coping mechanisms, in our defense mechanisms. So we all have these habits where we shut down to our light for various reasons. And so as we will bring forth our acquittal, as we will bring forth our allowance, as we will bring forth, oh my gosh, energy, our highest extreme, all things are possible to one that, all those that believe. So in other words, we get to be the first. We get to see how to release that egoic entanglement. And we all still have some places of entanglement. And so this is the good news, that it's like we're brokering for success. We're allowing this light to dispel the old paradigm, to dispel the limiting values. as we will permit, as we will ascend, as we will receive. So in the here and now, it's for each of us to receive this light in our true attainment. And so as we do this, we break bonds with the past. We release that old chattel, that old lifestyle, and we choose grace. We choose to ascend. We choose to ascend in consciousness beyond the old values. So that's what this time is about. There's a lot going on out there, and it's bringing light. It's bringing light to Earth. And so as we step up in our extension of faith, as we step up, and I literally see like an artist and a palette and the paint and the different colors, we're bringing in hues of delight, hues of delight, hues of extension. And so these energies bring forth our spiritual arrivals, our spiritual gifts. So we have two things. We have the new arrivals, and we have the flushing out. Like, you know, like you go in a fast and you flush out the toxins. We're flushing out. And when I say flushing, I really mean flushing. Like, I'm just watching these energies. Just imagine, like, it almost looks like a blender or something, or smoothie maker. It's like really the agitation. So a lot of power, a lot of force, and a lot of protection. They want me to add this because some of us are feeling like, okay, what do I do now? A lot of protection. So again, as we step up to serve, as we're proactive in our agreement to serve, we're provided for. We're provided for because, again, we're the way showers. We're leading the way. As we choose to step forward, as we choose to dismiss charges against self and others, as we choose the new programming, as we adhere to the new values of stepping into our light broadcast in each moment, in each allowance, in each circumstance. So again, we're privy to our new home, our new destination. And so our guides are helping us to explore this new terrain, this new lifestyle. They're helping us to acquaint ourselves with our true vision. So some of us, we've been discussing this, some of us are receiving visions. Is this accurate? Is this accurate? Of course it's accurate. As, oh my gosh, I just got this flash of light when I said that. As you choose to receive your new endowment. So that means allowing the past thoughts, past beliefs, past structures to be rearranged, to allow that fluidity, to allow that engagement with our true awareness, with our true consent. So as we receive this light, they're asking us to expand even further. And now, in other words, notice where there was a limitation. Notice where you stopped in terms of your permission to receive. And now they're asking us to go beyond. To go beyond. To feel that limitlessness. Like there's no number. No number can be given because it's unlimited. And so as we're receiving this, we're dropping the timelines. We're dropping what we needed to focus on in order to open up to this consent. But we're already here. So they're saying, please understand that as we step up, we release the need for time. Because time is a tutorial for our growing awareness. As we open up to receive, we collapse. We collapse. So these energies are going out to from our multidimensional consent. So these are our parallel lives, past lives, we like to call them. So as we receive this light, it's like all of our multiple selves. And when I say multiple, it's like it's an extraordinary number, are coming into alignment. In other words, all are receiving. We're all receiving together. Because remember, we're moving into ascension. We're moving into our established grace. And we're doing this to alter this timeline. We all came into this time period to bring forth the change, to bring forth the graduation, to bring forth the great awakening. And we do that through our own union, through our own divine awareness. So as we receive this, as we receive these offerings, and they're literally showing me the healing card. I have an oracle deck, and it says healing. And these colors, the beauty of these colors, are being offered to each of us, are being offered in grace and being offered. And so it's for us, and I literally see this vortex of energy helping, oh my gosh, I just see you with the pyramids in Egypt right now. So you're here, but you're also at those pyramids. High Priestess, I'm pretty sure I know who that is too. I will send you an email. So again, remember, we're multidimensional. It's an aspect of ourselves that's in conscious awareness, that are attuned. But remember, we're in the body, we're also part of collectives that are serving the awakening on Earth. So that is what is merging. That is what is merging. And so it's for us to merge with our true consent. So this is about victory. This is about, there we go. So we're opening up to our multidimensional consent. So again, full empowerment. In order to serve, in order to be the way shower, it's recalling your truth and whatever we need. Some may fully awaken to all various dimensional levels, and some that may not be important, that may not be relevant. So it's very important, they're really stressing this, for us to drop that egoic comparison. Well, she can see this, well, he can do that. Trust your divine appointment, whatever it is you need in order to carry out your witnessing, in order to hold the light for all to receive. That is what's going to be given to you. So it may not seem like you have as much as another, but perhaps it's like you're this strong and silent type, that what you have is just a little dosing, but what you do is of greater value in terms of your presence than someone that seems to have a lot of bells and whistles. So it's important to self-regulate. Watch the mind when we think, oh my gosh, look at what he's doing, or whatever. Trust you're always in the right place at the right time, and trust whatever you're entitled to that is needed for this incarnation will be placed as you open your heart to give. So they want to add this before we close. We're all in topsy-turvy situations, and we all have the physical needs. In other words, place to stay, food to eat, ways to pay our bills, so on and so forth. But we're entitled to greater assurance. So as we go into our heart and claim victory for all, in other words, how can I be a steward of light? How can I serve through these times? How can I offer my services in the name of grace? How can I be of greatest value? As we open up our heart and claim that, all will be provided, whatever we need. Another way of saying it is what you give out comes back tenfold. But again, we're going to be supplied, they're saying as we name that tune in English, as we wake up to the awareness that we're here to serve the brethren, to serve the light, to serve the brothers and sisters on earth. And as we do that, as we remember our true purpose in each moment of each day, we are served. Because again, it's a vibrational alignment. A vibrational alignment, and we move beyond the physical. So whether it's our own health, whether it's whatever it is that we're hoping to claim, we're doing it as we become transparent. In other words, we're leaving the 3D laws, physical laws, moving into spiritual laws. As we honor that truth, as we claim that. So let us receive now in totality of care. In other words, on behalf of all of life, see these energies supporting all of your endeavors. And as we've been explaining, you may be showing up saying, I need to have a physical need, but it may be that you need healing of the mind to attain that, or whatever it is. So trust the order. Trust that your steps are ordered. You may think you need one thing, but you really need healing in another area before that can occur. So trust the deliverance. You may be saying, where's the money? Where's the healing? And as you open up and receive your instruction manual, as you receive what's being offered, what's being shown you, you're actually being delivered the answer. So it's important to be present. It's important to be present and to receive the instructions, receive the deliverance, receive the allotment, receive the grace. As we do this, again, we do this in support of all of life. As we awaken to our higher awareness, we offer that to the collective. We show all the way home. Let us take a moment in prayer. We will get to you, but there's someone that does healing and they're wondering why, what's going on. Others are, they're rich and you're not. You're going higher. You're an advanced healer. And so the level you need to reach is higher. The community you're going to serve is greater. So they may have a great little practice. They're paying their bills, but you're going to be filling up auditoriums. And you know that. You just need confirmation. You know that. You're like, yeah, I had a vision. I'm like, yeah, I know. I understand. Yes, you provided healing. Someone prayed on behalf of someone ill, some capacity, and your question is, was I effective? Yes. Generously so. They're showing me the universe card. Generously so. Generously so. It's very interesting, those two situations. Both people kind of knew the answer, but you just wanted that confirmation, just wanted that hand holding. But here's the important thing. They're saying, now that you have the hand holding, receive that. Receive that ownership and entitlement. So the next time you question, because that's where you're going to get empowered. That's where your gifts are going to open up and extend even further, is as you develop the confidence in your own knowing. That's why those two appeared, because everyone needed to hear that message. This is about trusting your divine connection. So in both cases, they both knew that answer, but it's just that confirmation. So that's what we're building, is trust in our own receivership. Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so we are now going to journey around and see how we can be a further blessing. And then if you will leave donation afterwards, and then also before I forget, today's Thursday, Friday, Saturday night are the free attunements also at 7, so please join if you can. Okay, so we will begin with Joy.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?